woman who claims to be channeling a 35,000-year-old spirit is seeking a restraining order against an Olympia-based political group. The spirit is named Ramtha. The woman is 68-year-old Jay-Z Knight of Yelm. Jay-Z Knight says the Evergreen Freedom Foundation has been circulating an embarrassing video which shows Knight using racial slurs. Knight's a Democratic Party donor. She says the Olympia think tank's trying to damage her reputation. Rick Anderson writes for the Seattle Weekly. He's been following this story. And just a word of warning, the interview you're about to hear does include some strong language. At one point, Rick quotes Jay-Z Knight, "There is mild profanity." I asked Rick Anderson to tell me a little more about Jay-Z Knight and Ramtha.
She first discovered Ramtha one day in her kitchen in Tacoma. She said he just appeared and began speaking, and she subsequently discovered him to be a 35,000-year-old warrior that she channeled through her mind, I guess.
And she's been doing this for quite some time.
Yeah, that was 1979.
Wow. So do Jay-Z and Ramtha have a legion of followers at this point?
Yes, quite a legion. It's made her a multimillionaire. And among the thousands who've come to her school, the thousands of believers over the years have been the actresses Linda Evans from the old Dallas series, Shirley MacLaine, and Selma Hayek.
That's a whole story in and of itself. Today we're talking to you because of the fact is that she's back in the news because the Evergreen Freedom Foundation is circulating a video of, I'm not sure if it's Jay-Z or Ramtha. Can you tell us what's happening in this video?
It is both. I have not seen them, and few people have, because as soon as they're posted, they're taken down by her attorneys. She calls them pirated videos and that they are proprietary. But the video that's currently being distributed is taken from hours of tapes in which she appears on stage speaking as her guttural-voiced lawyer.
And what's she saying?
In the videos, according to what I've been told, she says, for instance, I'm telling you this, every goddamn Mexican family is Catholic. They're breeding like effing rabbits, and she doesn't say effing.
Oh, wow.
All gay men were once Catholic women, she says, and she says, F God's chosen people, speaking of the Jews.
What has she said publicly about these things that she's allegedly said on tape?
She says, in court only, that the video takes the comments out of context. When she's shown in one clip saying, F you Catholics, you ass, for example, she claims she is reacting to the church's history of allowing priests to serially abuse boys.
Is she saying that she's saying it, or is Ramtha?
Ramtha.
Ramtha saying it. What do you believe the motive of Evergreen Freedom Foundation is for posting these videos?
Oh, to embarrass her, of course. And she certainly deserves it, I suppose. But they want to embarrass her in part for political reasons. She recently gave $65,000 to the Thurston County Democrats in Olympia, and they're not giving it back despite what's on these videos. And they say she's a good Democrat. And so the Libertarian Freedom Foundation is now passing these videos around, handed them out to Thurston County commissioners, and supposedly giving them to others in hopes of forcing some kind of give back, I guess. It worked before. These videos first surfaced about 2 years ago, and at that time, she had just given $70,000 to the state Democrats. And at first, they weren't going to give the money back, but then they did. They were embarrassed, and they said that, essentially the videos were racist and that they were giving the money she gave them to various groups that deserve it more than they did, such as the Anti-Defamation League.
So in other words, they justified taking the money because they're making reparations for what Ramtha said?
Yeah, they took the money, but they did pass it on. They were embarrassed about it. But Thurston County Democrats aren't embarrassed, and they're saying, no, she's a good Democrat, and we aren't giving it back. She's also given money in the past to the Obama election campaign as well.
So you're saying she's a longtime donor to Democratic causes?
She's fairly recent in the past years, and I think it's to make some more political friends as she's kind of expanded her empire a little bit.
Hmm. How do the Thurston County Democrats justify keeping the money?
They don't speak directly to what's on the video. They just said she's been a good party supporter, and they support her. But we'll see how long that lasts.
And so this money comes from Jay-Z Knight's long association with Ramtha and her school? That's the source of this money?
Yeah, absolutely. No question it comes from that.
So she's going to court against the Evergreen Freedom Foundation. What happens next for Jay-Z Knight and for Ramtha, for that matter?
The court didn't grant an instant, a temporary restraining order, and it's going to hear the case. So that one will go on. But she tends to win these. She recently settled a couple cases. One in New Zealand. Her attorneys are looking around the world for the people who are trying to release these videos, and she's fought a long battle with some of her opponents in the Olympia area for quite a while, too. They have the orders, and the courts tend to support her claim that these are proprietary video clips.
Fascinating. Well, Rick, thank you for taking time to talk about Jay-Z Knight with me.
Happy to.
Okay, take care.
Thanks.
Rick Anderson's a writer for the Seattle Weekly. He's been following the story of Jay-Z Knight and Ramtha. It's The Record from KUOW with Steve Scher. I'm Marcy Silman.